Should we talk about this?
I mean, if you want to. You know what? I don't. Okay. Because I'm like, somehow that's going to come back on. I'm just like, that seemed like a bad idea to me.
Do we leave that even in this, or do we just start? Let's just start without all this.
Let's just start clean.
Hold on. Let me hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peter Smith and Steve Metz.
I'll delete it. All right.
You are now
entering. I promise.
The MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
Hey, Steve.
Oh, my gosh. Again, we've done about a 20-minute podcast with the microphones off.
Correct.
Ted had to talk me off the roof.
And we're in an alternate room.
Yeah, everything's falling apart. We got Bobby big time from the other room.
We did. It's good for me, though. You talk me off the roof plenty of times. So yeah. It's always fun when you can return the favor.
It's one of those things where it's like, we come in the room. Ted's like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm doing good. He's like, everything's okay? 20 minutes later of me complaining about things in my life, and I'm like, I guess I wasn't okay. I didn't realize until it started coming out. You know how you bottle things up? And they always say, it's the best thing is just to say it out loud. That's the whole point of therapy. It's not about even getting an answer from a therapist or how people sometimes like the journal or post a million things on their Facebook. It's not about the comments or the feedback you'll get. It's just about getting it outside of your body.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I still go to a therapist.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll say to him, I go, man, I'm losing my mind. I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, you're here bitching about it.
Right.
So that's a start.
Yes.
Instead of like being confrontational with these people. I was like, all right.
Absolutely right, man. I actually do feel like a massive weight lifted off of my shoulders.
Yeah.
It's like I fireman carried somebody in the ring, brother, and I just finally Samoan dropped them. Thanks to you. I'm calling it the TED drop.
Fine, the TED drop.
The TED drop before the TED talk. And before we do the TED talk, we got to get our heart rates and our blood pumping and our brain
functioning.
And I figured what better song to come back to than the official local celebrity Steve Miggs song.
God, that thing's intense.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at professional wrestling's first ever # verified champ. Get 10, Ted. Do we have the space in this room?
We got it.
All right, I'm going to get down on there.
Here we go. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
One, Steve, one more.
Let's earn that chicken.
Did you read that story about them saying, I can't remember what the story is about, it was something about like getting, being able to do 40 push-ups in one sitting?
Yeah.
Do you remember the story?
I think it just, was it over a certain age or whatever? It's just like, if you can do 40, you're not, like, you're in okay shape.
I flirted with the idea to start our podcast to see how many push-ups we could do. But I was like, you know what? I did arms today at the gym.
And I lifted this morning too.
I was like, I don't know if I want to even embarrass myself. I don't know how much...
I don't know that I've done anything over a set of 20 in a long time.
Okay, I know yesterday I hit 26 and I was like, okay, I'm going to take a pause and do some sit-ups before I get there because I wanted to get 50 in.
Yeah.
I followed this wrestling promotion or a training school in California. I would love to go down there and train with these guys. They're just so incredibly good. Ronda Rousey went there to work on her stuff. And
all right.
It's called Santino Brothers. It's
like after Santino. What's his name?
Not after Santino Morello.
Oh. No, I thought there was... Isn't there a famous... Starts with a B something Santino?
Bruno Sammartino.
I'm a stop.
So Santino Brothers...
The verified champ and his buddy that doesn't know anything.
Hey, you know more than most. I give you that. And you have a Joey Ryan shirt. So, I mean, you know,
all right.
But they post up videos and they're like, okay, this is why we want you to be able to do 50 push-ups so you can post off the ropes and do what they call an up and over. It's like when you run at the ropes, you grab the ropes and you kind of pop up in the air and someone goes under you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the up and over.
It looks awesome.
Right. I'm not very good at those. Like, I need to like have the assistance of either the second or the third rope or the bottom rope to just kind of bounce off of to get a little bit higher.
All right.
It's kind of like in the world of like the best way to compare it would be like doing push-ups on your knees. It's kind of an assisted up and over.
All right.
So, but I was watching the way they did. I'm like, oh, it's a little bit different. So I got to try it that way. I learned a lot just by watching these videos. They're so talented and smart with what they teach. But they're like, oh, this is why we have everyone. If you could do 50 push-ups, you can do this. And I was like, damn it. Let me try. Let me see if I could do this. So yesterday when I was working out at home, I was like, I'm going to try and hit as many as I possibly can. And I hit about 26 and I got in my own head. I'm like, I don't know if I could do any more. Let me do some 25 sit-ups and I'll come back.
Yeah, and push-ups are weird too because depending on a lot of people, like, I don't know. Like, if you, to me, if you do inform, like, proper form push-ups,
yep,
your number's going to go way down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I rep out 20 or 40 or this and that. But then you see them doing, like, that's barely a push-up, dude.
Right. Because, I mean, I'm not very good when you get them, like, super close to your body. Like, mine are a little bit wider.
Yeah. But I mean, some people don't even, like, some people are just like,
oh, yeah.
Whereas, like, right, it should be like a second down, right? One full second up. I mean, that's a long push up.
And squeezing in your chest.
Yeah.
As well. Once you start doing that, things change a little bit, too.
Oh, that's my new thing.
Yeah. Doing the pec thing.
Doing the pec thing. I just never could do it before.
Feels good when you can do it, right?
I know.
I stare at the mirror sometimes, but I'm not
that. Oh, all
the
time.
I'm not good at it.
No.
I've been caught by my wife when she's walked in. She's like, are you making your pecs jiggle? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I'm far from Terry Crews, but every time I get out of the shower, not every time, but I do it a lot too.
Well, this summer when we have our shirtless summer party,
yeah,
we're doing a pec routine.
Of course, man. So, I mean, that's part of fist bumping lifestyle.
Awesome. TED Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
Steve and I kind of, Steve and I mentioned this earlier this year, but stretch goals. Cobb and I talk about this all the time.
Love stretch goals.
Right. So, Steve, it's official now. I have been drafted in to the pub league.
Wait, you're doing it.
I am.
This was your stretch goal, to score a goal
in
soccer.
Right. Play in the field.
You're going to be a footballer.
I am. A real footballer.
Yes.
Not just a keeper. Well, I shouldn't say not just a keeper. I'll still play keep for a lot of the time, I'm sure.
Okay.
Because you always need a keeper. But I'm excited. I'm out there playing the field. I'm going to have to learn to dribble. I don't have good feet, footwork with a soccer ball. I mean, I've only ever really... Like, when you play indoor keeper, like, I don't have to kick it that often.
Right.
So,
well, if you need help drooling, I can help you with that. I don't know about dribbling.
So I was going to tell people today in the TED Talk, like, set a stretch goal like that, right? And it doesn't have to be anything crazy, right? Like, this is a pub league for people over a certain age that like to drink. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm smart about it. I'm not going to join some outdoor league that I can't...
With a bunch of serious footballers.
Right. Yeah. We're playing on a half field outdoors.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Also,
it's kind of like the small ice that we play on Thursday afternoons.
Yeah, but also take inspiration. And Steve is a great example of it, right? So Steve's been doing hockey and then got into wrestling. You know, so sometimes when I look at something like this, like, am I really going to go play adult soccer, like, in this pub league? And I was like, Steve's a goddamn wrestler now.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing, too, man. Like, take inspiration from people and, like, I don't want to be weird or nothing, but it's not that Steve's like my hero, but in a certain way, like how he's worked out the last few years and then went out and played hockey. Now he's wrestling. I mean, I knew him when he couldn't even ice skate. They had to push him to the goal.
That's very true.
Right.
And so, I'd have a hard time even getting off the couch.
Yeah.
And now I'm jumping off the top rope, brother.
Right. So I'd say take inspiration where you can, you know, and you know, find a buddy like that that's like, all right, he's doing it.
I like that because I find a lot of inspiration from you as well. So,
I mean, thanks, man.
Means a lot. Like, just seeing how you've also, like, just over the years, not only just physically, but also just mentally coming from a way more open, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
yeah.
Saying spiritual, I think sometimes gets a little...
Yeah, I'm with you. I hate saying it, too.
It gets a little, like, you get lost in the woods when people say that. You know what I mean? But you have a more worldly view of things, and I respect that.
Yeah.
And I always, I look up to you for that. So, I mean...
Well, good. Obviously, I look up to you, too.
Nice.
Yeah, let's hug. You know what? Let's get a hug.
All right. Let's go. Mega hug. And Sheldon, our production guy in the other room, just looked at us weird. But that's fine. No big deal.
By the way, as long as we're hugging, can you take your shirt off? I got to see this thing.
Oh, you want to see my tattoo? Oh, God. Someone's going to walk by that window. And this is going to be weird, Ted. But I'm going to do it because I love
it, man.
You.
God, that looks awesome.
Right?
I think I recognize one of those rocks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was breathing one time at the river.
How long were you in the chair for that?
Two sessions. So the heart and the rocks, that was about 4 hours.
All right.
Sucked. Sternum, awful. Around the neck, terrible. Right?
Yeah.
Then I did all the outside stuff. So, like, basically from the nipple up and around, kind of by the armpit and up towards the shoulder blades. 3 hours. Worse than the first go around.
I mean, all those places sound painful.
The nipple was terrible. Certain parts, like, kind of towards the armpit were not very fun. The most unbearable part of a tattoo I've ever had in my life is up by the shoulder blade.
Like
by
the collarbone,
shoulder area. I've never experienced something as bad as that. And my tattoo artist, Tony Mitchell, shout out to Tony's Tried and True in Port Orchard.
Tony!
He thought for sure, he's like, wait, that was worse than the nipple? I'm like, bro, I'm not even exaggerating. I would take an hour of you working around the nipple. That sounds weird if we're not talking about tattoos. Over 10 minutes of you working the collar, collarbone, shoulder area. That was, I drove my whole body into the chair. I brought one of those stress squeeze balls because last time I almost pulled my belt off of the belt loop because I was squeezing it so hard.
Oh.
So I'm just sitting there squeezing the living F out of this, like Indiana Jones with that heart, that scene from the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just squeezing in pain, but I'm not going to get up. I'm not going to move because I want to get it over with. Finish the tattoo. He looks at it. He goes, ah, man, because we did all freehand, the non-heart part,
yeah,
the non-rocks part. All that was just done winging it, which I kind of like. I know that sounds crazy, but I like doing that. I guess we don't really need this.
I'm just thinking about that commercial where it's like, stay in your lane, man.
Stay in your lane. But then, like, as we finished, he realized that one part of the one shoulder went a little bit higher than the other. He goes, hey, man, I got to hate to do this to you, but I got to do more on the other shoulder. I'm like, you son of a bitch. So we quickly went right back down and banged that out. And I'm honestly, like, my, even Sid, like, she looked at me, she's like, so are you, do you think you're done? She was just curious. She always asks that after. Yeah. And typically I go, I'm done for a while. And this time she's like, so do you think you're done? I'm like, yeah. She's like, with all tattoos? I'm like, unless something amazing and miraculous happens that I need to have documented on my body. So I can't say never, but I'm pretty sure that was the last tattoo I'm ever going to get.
Yeah. I mean, I think about them, but I'm just not sure.
It's just, and it's, people even brought up, the older you get, the less threshold for pain, all that. But it was just such a painful part of the body. I mean, maybe I do a leg or something, but I just don't want to F with, man, that pain anymore. It was just like, and everyone always told me, I'm like, and honestly, there's a certain level of pride that I did this without any of that numbing cream. Like,
you can do that.
Yes, and I should have.
Oh my God. I would be like, bathe me in it.
Right. Like, I mean, he doesn't have it. If he did, I would have told him, but like, you can purchase online these different types of numbing creams that work, that are meant for tattoos. Like, you put it on, it numbs, kind of numbs. I mean, you're still going to feel it.
You're still going to feel it.
But it's way more tolerable, and it goes for a couple of hours. And then they have, like, a spray that you could put on it while the tattoo's going on that could keep the numbing going. From what I hear, people swear by these. I've had people tell me they won't ever get a tattoo again without that because it's just a game changer. But I don't know, man. I'm stupid, but there's, like, part of an old school mentality to me with tattoos. Like, I want to feel it. That's, like, tattoos.
Rock and roll, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's the reason why not everyone has tattoos, because they hurt. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain level of stupid pride about that. But, man, looking back on it, I got to swallow that pride and put that numbing cream on.
How do you feel about fashion tattoos? It's like, tattoos to me are still kind of like a thing. But it seems like nowadays, there's just so many people with them. It's like, again, I don't have any, but from the outside view, it almost looks like, are they losing the big meaning now that everybody's kind of has them for fashion?
I only worry that people get them a little too knee-jerk and go, like, balls out. Like, they'll get one or two, and then all of a sudden, like, next thing you know, they have a full sleeve. And it's like, well, I take a lot of pride in knowing that the tattoos represent different moments of my life. And so, yeah, sure, some of my sleeve was done all in, like, you know, within a certain several months. But when someone, like, all of a sudden, one month is pretty much bare skin, and then like 5 months later they're fully like chest, arms, everything's all done. I'm like, man, I feel like you're doing yourself a disservice, because there's something special about those moments and those memories. And now all of a sudden you've just relinquished all those memories to like 1 month. I don't know. It sounds kind of, long story short, no, man, if it makes someone happy, that's
get the
cool
tattoo. All right.
The face tattoos I worry about. Sometimes I think people get a little too extreme with that stuff, but who am I to judge?
Yeah, I'll leave his name out of it, but I follow a local rapper.
Uh-huh.
And he's on SoundCloud. He does not have what we call clout. And
okay.
He does not have a lot of followers, but I'm interested in this guy.
Okay.
He's like 20 or 21. But yeah, he's already got all these face tattoos. And I'm just like, man, like, I don't know if anybody's even listening to your, like, I hope you want those not just for the look of, like, what you think it should be. I mean, look, I like Post Malone, right?
Yeah.
I think he's a cool dude and stuff. But
he's like an awesome guy to hang out with.
And his other face tattoos are, but that always tired one, I'm just like, I don't know. That one's funny, but I don't know about that one, dude.
I think that one's stupid.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, there's certain, I'm willing to, like, chalk it up to that this is a new thing. But I always love that meme when someone's like, when did all of a sudden they have, like, a picture of someone who's passed out drunk and people draw it over their face?
Oh, yes.
And it's like, now that has become today's contemporary rappers.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Bro, I came across a rapper. I think I've told you the story of the time that guy randomly, like, cornered me, but started interrogating me about working in radio and why we don't play lo-fi hip-hop.
All right.
Okay, well, I was downstairs at that restaurant. Like, no, that, what is it? TJ's Deli.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and some guy just started talking to me. I'm talking back. He goes, so what do you do in this building? I'm like, oh, I work at the radio station. He's like, you guys play lo-fi hip-hop? I'm like, no. He's like, why don't you play lo-fi hip-hop? I'm like, because we're a rock station.
First of all, right, we don't play any hip-hop.
We play Metallica, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, no hip-hop.
I mean, contemporary, we got this Greta Van Fleek.
Yeah, right.
Fleet.
But they are Fleek.
Sorry. Jesus.
So then he's like going off. He's like, you know, I mean, SoundCloud, lo-fi hip-hop, these guys sometimes have hundreds of thousands of followers, man. Like, how come you ain't, you know, giving that a chance? I'm like, again, we don't play any hip-hop. And right. So it's like we're going back and forth. And finally, I'm like, look, man, I don't even know what the hell lo-fi hip-hop is. I'm a 40-something-year-old white dude. Like, I'm sorry. I'm clueless to what lo-fi hip-hop is. So for the longest time, I've had real serious disdain for lo-fi hip-hop.
All right.
So then the other day, I come across this hip-hop artist that covered a Rage Against the Machine song, and it blew me away. I don't know if you saw that online.
No.
But it was like an incredible version of Bulls on Parade. Do yourself a favor and, like, look it up. But it's a guy by the name of Denzel Curry.
Denzel Curry.
D-E-N-Z-E-L-C-U-R-R-Y, right?
All right.
So I'm like, well, if Denzel Curry covering...
Looking him up.
You know, I'll pull up the Rage Against the Machine version, because I think it'd be kind of cool to listen to. So it's some web series does, like, where they have people, random people do covers of random songs. And, oh, yeah, if you just type in Denzel Curry Bulls on Parade.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, so I will, let's see if I can pull it up. So I'm like, I got to hear this, because people keep sending me a link to it because they know I love Rage Against the Machine. They're like, you need to check this out. Like, all right, so it's called, here we go. Band's really good. Denzel's just chilling, waiting for his moment. Go in! The microphone explodes, shatter in the mood. Even Tommy hits like De La Mola, get the f*** out the door.
Oh, Steve. So what does lo-fi mean? Just that it's got a rock band?
No, this is just him doing a version of that song. So I still don't know what the hell lo-fi hip-hop is at this point. So
he's,
I don't...
Sounds like he's going to keep going.
Yeah, so that's about 20 minutes in. Let me just write that down. I'm going to have to edit that. 20 minutes in. So I'm
also, like, no offense. Like, if you're a rapper and you're going to cover a rock song, like, Rage ain't really out of your realm.
Oh, I know. I get that. But I still really enjoyed it. So I'm like, you know what? Let me check out what this guy's all about.
Fine.
All
right. So you find
so
his
I'm listening
music.
To his stuff, and I read a bio about him, and he is a lo-fi hip-hop artist, which I had no idea what that was. But, like, so, like, I listen to the record, and I love it. But I still don't know why it's lo-fi, because the quality seems fine to me. This is off of my phone, of course.
Is it just lo-fi? Because, man, we're going to sound old as hell. Like, I have no idea what lo-fi hip-hop means. Okay.
So there you go. Okay. Jeez, I'm just, what am I doing?
I was like, Steve, dude, I would not play his raps.
But look, his record's really good.
All right.
So
all right.
I thought of that guy. I'm like, oh my gosh, my favorite hip hop artist right now is Denzel Curry, and he's a lo-fi hip hop artist. And it brings me back full circle to the guy who was annoying the living hell out of me about lo-fi hip hop. And it turns out he was right all this time.
Yeah. I don't. What if lo-fi? I can't find it.
Yeah, I don't know what lo-fi hip-hop means, dude. Because I just typed in, like, let's see, go to artist. Let me see if I can find the bio on him. Here we go.
Dude, I'm not going to tell you my guy's name, but here he is. Just tell me you're not going to laugh at that name. Oh, I wasn't trying to call him out, Steve.
Oh, shoot.
I said I wasn't going to say his name.
Oh, my bad. I'll delete that, too. While I'm bleeping stuff, Ted, I'll put that. That's the guy? Let me see him again.
Oh, I got to pull him back
I thought
up.
That was the little fly hip-hop artist you came across.
No. This is the kid. Like, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
He's got a lot of stuff going on. I want to see his face again. Let me see. Let's see.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, he's committed.
He doesn't even have like 1,000 followers.
I don't even think he has pubic hair yet. I mean, he looks really young.
Right, so back to the tattoos. Like, a guy like that, I'm like,
yeah,
man, I mean, it works for Lil Pump, but Lil Pump made it.
And that is like, man, there's like Lil Young. And I mean, I'm like, I feel so old.
There is a lot of littles, but there always has been.
Yes, there has. But I feel like we've gotten a lot of them. And then when I saw something that was like Lil Young or something, like Lil Child, I'm like, okay, we know you're Lil because you said you're Lil. You don't have to have another version of Lil as a part of the rest of your name.
Oh, like Lil Young.
Like Young Lil.
Young Lil.
That's what I want to be. I want to be old Lil. A little old.
You know what? That's us when we go to the bars in Spokane. Lil old.
I'll be a little old, and you could be like Lil out of touch.
That's cool, man. Dude, I met a random dude from Spokane. What was I think I was on a plane or something. He's like, yeah, I'm from Spokane, and we started BSing. And I go, whew. Trust me, I spent a couple nights at Fast Eddie's, and he's like, oh, I know what you
awesome. So we were talking about how I'm playing hockey. I played hockey this weekend.
Yeah, you played in the All-Star Classic, right?
Bro, I had the most, that was the best performance I've ever had, which is going to be funny because I say I gave up 6 goals, right? But for the first time ever, I got to play the full game just the way that they did it.
Why a beanie?
You know, because the NHL to Seattle guys, my buddy Dan Lywicki, who's one of the part of the Lywicki family.
Right.
I play hockey with him from time to time. He's a great dude. He actually brought me to their offices on the same day that it was Todd Lywicki, the owner, his surprise birthday party.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm there just drinking beers with everybody at the NHL to Seattle office.
All right.
And they're like, oh, do you want to stick around? It's my brother's birthday, Todd. And I'm like, or my family member, Todd. And I'm like, okay, is that going to be weird? So all of a sudden he comes down. We're all like, surprise. And he's like smiling. And like, here's this guy that, you know, is it Tim or Todd? I can't remember which one was the official brother. I mean, it was the Lywicki that was part of the Seahawks organization. Oh, crap. And he was also part of the Sounders, I think, back when we first started. I think it's Todd. Yeah. So Todd Lywicki, right?
All right.
He comes down, everyone's like, surprise! He's like, oh my gosh, thanks everybody, blah, blah, blah. And looks at me, goes, and you are? And I'm like, oh. I'm like, I'm Steve, I'm Dan's friend. And he was super nice. But, you know,
was it funny or was it kind of awkward?
Super funny.
All right.
But it was 2 seconds of the surprise, and who the hell is this guy, and why is he here playing bubble hockey with everybody? So we all played in a bubble hockey tournament. It was a blast.
Bubble hockey's great.
Oh, dude. And they got and speaking of Spokane, they had sent someone to Spokane to pick up an OG 80s era.
Yeah, Russia-USA.
Russia-USA.
The last time I played...
with the boo button.
The last time I played bubble hockey was with you 11 years ago?
Probably, yeah.
At the ferry dock up in Mukilteo.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And we were like chugging a beer and we came out and it's like, move your car!
It's time to get on the ferry! Our bad. Were we going to Whidbey Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, to go golf.
Yeah, we did golf, didn't we?
Well, you guys did. I just played. I treated it like putt-putt because I didn't want to. I couldn't hit a ball if my life depended on it unless it's like right by the hole.
Yeah, I've kind of given up on golf, too.
Yeah, I gave up on it before I even started.
I will say this. I want to go to one of those Top Golfs when they open up here.
I hear they're awesome.
Yeah.
But I watch people do it, and it looks like stuff I can't do.
Yeah, but it's also more like a party.
Okay.
So it's like, if you want to do the driving range part, you can, but it seems like you can like rent rooms and there's like actual food.
Oh, nice.
It seems like going to like a Cinnabar, right? Mm-hmm. You can go to the regular movie theater, but like, I don't like movies. But if somebody's like, you want to go to Cinnabar, like, have some snacks and a beer? Like, I'm in.
Yeah.
So I think Topgolf's kind of the same thing. Like you want to go hit a bucket of balls? Or like, nah. You want to go to Topgolf and have fun? Yes.
So it's like, if we were comparing it to strip clubs, it'd be like a strip club in Seattle would be an actual golf course. Strip club in Portland would be like Top Golf.
Exactly. More fun.
Yes. Place to drink.
I have nothing to do with Top Golf, by the way. I've only seen it on TV.
If they want to use that as an analogy, feel free. I'll let you guys use that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Top Golf. We're like the Portland strip clubs.
We're funner.
Yeah.
More fun.
Right.
The like, funnest.
You'll enjoy both, but one, you really got to pay attention. The other one, you can get drunk while kind of paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're right. A golf course, you show up drunk. You basically bring your own booze. You might get a couple from the cart girl.
Yeah.
Right? And then you cheesily hit on her like every 40 to 50-year-old dude. Stop doing that, dudes.
Not
she
working.
Gets it. It's not working.
Right. She's not impressed by you.
You could still tip her good, but...
Yeah. That's about as far as it should go.
Yeah. And this is coming from a man who has dated a girl that was a cart girl previously.
Oh, okay. So you know. You're on the inside.
Yeah. It's like bagging a cheerleader. I never got him in high school. Like, I couldn't probably get the cart girl when she was a cart girl. But hey, a few years later, right up my alley. That sounds terrible. What has happened to us today?
Today's a very loose episode. We know there's a Buca de Beppo waiting for us, and we've got like two more minutes before we got to go.
Wait a minute. I had something else for you, Steve.
Yes.
You know how BuzzFeed has those quizzes?
Yes.
So part of my routine is like when the show starts, the men's room, I like to go on Bro Bible and read some memes just because I like to start kind of giggling.
That's a good idea.
Like Miles is going to set up the show. So sometimes I'll just scroll through like their meme dump and be like, all right, now I'm giggling. I also love a good BuzzFeed quiz.
Uh-huh.
So one was like, I can't remember if it was pick fast food or fried food, and we'll tell you what Sesame Street character you were. I got Ernie.
No.
I swear to God.
Oh, I got to get on this.
Yeah.
How long is the quiz?
I don't remember. It's a BuzzFeed. It won't take you more than a
BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed Sesame Street, you figure?
Yeah.
Or BuzzFeed Sesame Street quiz. First thing that popped up on my Google search. Which Sesame Street character are you actually? All right. Let's just go through it.
Yeah.
All right. Pick a snack. I've got cookies, pickles, bananas, or pistachio nuts.
Now, I went with my favorite snack, not what I would probably eat on a normal day.
Oh, man. If I had to pick off all of these, I'm going with the nuts.
All right.
All right. Pick a singer. Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry. Who's the girl? The top two girls. I have no idea. Is that?
I think one is
a little old.
Sierra.
I'm just gonna go with Katy Perry. Who am I joking?
Yeah, I took the ginger.
Hot. All right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Ed Sheeran.
I'm just saying, if I had to hang out with one, I feel like Ed Sheeran would be cool to kick it with.
Pick a color: orange, pink, blue, or green. Ooh. Well, I'm Twitter verified champion. I think I got to lean towards that blue.
Ooh, attaboy.
Blue check mark. Pick a TV show: Fresh Prince, Stranger Things, True Blood, or Real Housewives. Fresh Prince.
Yeah, it's the only one I had seen.
Pick a number. I know. That's Stranger Things I saw.
All right.
I didn't watch season two. I watched pretty much every episode of The Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Pick a number: 1, 4, 7, or 12. I'm a Seahawk fan. I'm going to go with 12.
Oh, I like your thought process. I like craps. So if you, it's not good to roll 7, but if it's the first roll, boom, we all get paid. So I pick 7.
Pick a Muppet, no brainer. It's Animal. Gonzo, Kermit, Piggy, or Animal. Of course, Animal. Pick another animal. Now a real animal. Cat. Is that an ostrich?
Looks like an ostrich.
Okay. Dolphin or a donkey?
You know where you're going.
Right. Pick a city. New York, Tokyo, Paris, or Sydney? I think I'd piss my wife off if I didn't pick Sydney.
You better go Sid.
I'm going Sid. Spelled the same way. Damn it. I'm not Bert.
Oh, no.
Who do you think I am?
I mean, hopefully Animal, right? Wasn't he the drummer?
But that is weird that they had me pick that, and it's still not who I am. I'll give you one or two guesses.
You had the count?
Yes.
Well, that's the other fun thing I like about the BuzzFeed quizzes, right? When it's Ernie, I'm like, they know me. BuzzFeed is genius. But then I'll take a quiz and it's like, your actual age is 27 and you have two kids. Like, BuzzFeed, you're a dumbass.
Well, let's see what their description is of me. Maybe they were right.
Okay.
They say, you got Count Von Count. You're much friendlier than you first appear. Some people would say that I come off like I'm an intimidating person because of the tattoos, Ted.
Oh, I thought it was the screaming at children when you wrestle.
It might be that as well. You really love numbers. Oh, I effed myself with 12.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't love numbers. And you're better at math than anyone you know. It's also incorrect.
I was going to say, like...
Well, I screwed myself by picking 12.
Dude, I was at a bar recently and had to ask somebody how to act. They were like,
what? I
was going
to be so happy if I was Bert. I was going to like actually pee my pants.
I know, right? Yeah. Trust me, I was excited yesterday. I like threw my arms up at the studio. Everybody's like,
Damn it.
Don't sweat it, man, but I'm Ernie for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, where was the, I lost credit card roulette the other day.
Oh,
which, of course,
good.
I told the story
good.
Of me, you and Baird.
Because we did it wrong. Did you do it the right way this time?
You know what? We did it the other way. But
it's
it feels
way
like
more
it's,
fun.
I feel like it's 50-50.
No, I think it's way more dramatic.
If the waitress cares. The waitress did not care at our place.
Oh, then she sucks.
She just went, this one, all right. Like I was like, all right, that wasn't dramatic at all.
Oh, she must have had a bad day.
She was really nice, and then she goes, sorry, that was supposed to be more dramatic. So we were like, sorta.
Yeah.
So like, she recognized it right away.
So when we did it, the first card that was picked had a lost credit card roulette and had to pay for the meals.
That's the only way I've ever played.
See, I like it the other way, where it's the last card in the hat. That way you have the drama of, I'm safe. Oh, which would have meant I would have won.
You would have.
I played it wrong. That's what happens when you're the count and you're not good at math.
Yeah, trust me, dude. As soon as I lost, I went.
How much was it?
Same thing. It was like everybody was drinking beers, like $110.
Oh, good.
Right. That's what I was like. And I think I even said, like, this would make Migs happy.
It
what
is.
Do you mean? I was like, we had this awesome day. Steve had like a beer or two. Me and Baird are rifling through them.
Like, little old is very happy that little out of touch.
Yeah, little old got stuck with a $100 tab for like two beers he had.
Yeah.
You didn't even eat half the food. Bear Nard, it's like, what a great day.
It was great. We got to hang out at the Seahawks. We
saw Jimmy Graham half naked.
You saw Jimmy Graham's penis.
You saw Sherman's penis.
I did see Sherman's penis.
That's so weird.
Maybe I'm the kiss of death. If I see a Seahawk player's D, they get traded or they leave the team.
Oh, don't start that. People, you know what? Email Steve. And just be like, hey, will you go look at this guy's D? I want him off the team.
Look, man, Rizzi Odhiambo is not playing all that well. Can you look at his penis?
Yeah, why didn't you look at Blair Walsh's, dude?
I tried. I saw Janikowski's at the end of the season, and that's why that happened. I'm kidding. This has got weird. We didn't even do anything really in this episode.
No,
and
no.
It's 7:30, or it's 12:30, and it's time to go eat.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I'm starving, too. Yeah. I haven't eaten since I lifted it. So I'm like,
all right, why don't we just get out of here? Thank you, as always, for listening.
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, real quick wrestling thing, a shameless self-plug. Hey, thanks to everybody who came out to Without a Cause Wrestling. It was a great time. I'm now your verified champion. I brought the belt, but we don't have time to talk about all that. Maybe next week we'll talk a little bit about my experience being a professional wrestler. Some cool stuff happened, dude. Some really awesome stuff. I want to shout out Jameson. It's a little girl that said that I'm her absolute favorite wrestler ever.
Ooh.
Which made my day. She'd said that, though, while wearing a shirt that said Mig stinks. So I don't know if she just says that to all the wrestlers, but I don't care. It made my day. But speaking of Mig stinks, I had some people that were asking where they could get the Mig shirts. Wrestling shirts. And I have a pro wrestling tee store, which is pissing off other wrestlers. I mentioned it afterwards in the after like party that we were having. And they're like, wait, you already have one? I don't even have one. I got to pay money to get one.
I know, that's crazy. But you have a following through radio that they don't have.
When you're a local celebrity, it doesn't matter why you're the local celebrity. The fact that I had X amount of followers on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, pro wrestling tees are like, yeah, we want you to be selling shirts on our thing.
I mean, in theory, I could open a shop, right?
You could.
Yes.
Twitter,
face like I have the followers.
You should totally start a wrestling t-shirt and just like make it so that you're a wrestler. They don't know.
Yeah, they have no idea. Where does this guy wrestle at? He doesn't.
He's training.
Right.
He's waiting for his big debut. Right. So you're a manager.
I know.
You're my hype man. So anyways, if anyone wants to buy either the Mig Stink shirt, the regular Mig shirt, or the Mig's Verified shirt.
The Mig's Verified looks dope.
That one, I actually bought that one. I was the first person to buy one. I've sold 5 total t-shirts so far. It's very exciting.
Oh, nice.
So if you want to show me some support, show me some love, that would mean a lot to me. Just go to Pro Wrestling Tees, and it's TEES.com/ I'm Steve Miggs, and you can find my Pro Wrestling Tees shop.
Can they leave a note for you, like, saw you wrestle at this place? That's why I bought your shirt?
No, but if they buy it, I think I've emailed everybody. I get like a little thing, which is funny because some people are like, dude, I totally got your shirt. I'm like, dude, I get an email for every person that buys a shirt. You have not bought a shirt.
Oh.
I didn't say it to them, but I'm thinking it. I'm like, dude, you're not lying. You're lying to me. Maybe you're planning on buying it, but don't tell me you bought it because I could tell you bought it. They send me an email every time I make a sale, which is kind of cool.
All right, as long as we're talking real quick, then I'll drop. We can go eat.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mention anybody by name, but you're very nice about hooking me up sometimes with a ticket to go see your band. Am I the ass? Am I the jackass that keeps showing up to benefit shows?
No.
Because the benefit show I still paid for.
You paid for the benefit show.
Right. But
even though you were on the guest list.
But your last show I didn't pay for.
It wasn't a benefit.
All right. Yeah. I saw some people were like, dude, you can't support local music if you ask to be on the guest list.
You never asked to be on a list.
All right. I was like, I was getting paranoid. Like, am I that guy?
No. No. Trust me, you're not. Absolutely not. You're always up for paying. I always just put you on the list before you could pay.
Yeah.
And you're like a permanent guest list fixture on the Defy guest list.
Yeah. Oh, like, I'm coming to the next one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a big one, man. Next Friday.
It is next Friday.
Yep.
That's a big weekend.
It's going to be a really good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty pumped. Shane Strickland's going to be there, of course, and a bunch of other people. That might be, you never know. That might be one of his last ones. There's rumors.
Oh, no kidding.
So some good stuff happening for our friend Shane Swerve Strickland.
All right. Well, yeah, that'd be a big weekend. Defy on Friday, and then the Sounders have 2 Saturday 7 p.m. kicks in a row.
Whoa. Party time, USA.
And then I think the weekend after that, I have to start playing soccer on Sundays.
Yeah, stretch goals, bitch.
Yeah, Saturday nights are going to have to suffer.
Well, a little out of touch. It's been fun.
Yeah, a little old.
I feel like you're more in touch than I am, though. But I'm older.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It is what it is.
That's all right. I'm going to go back and listen to some more Greta Van Fleek.
All right. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast. We're out.
Yeah, man.